Blog Talk Radio.
We impute it, not iniquity. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom Yahweh imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. Selah. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, hallelujah, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto Yahweh, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin, Selah. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in Yahweh, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in Yahweh and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Shalom, shalom, shalom. I have all praise, all honor, all glory be unto the Most High Yahweh forever and ever. I am Yirmiyahu ben Yisrael, and you are in the knowledge suite. We opened up with hallelujah, Psalms 33. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High Yah. Yes, we always like to open up and get started with the word of Yah, because this is our preference, to stay in the word of Yah, because nothing else matters. Hallelujah. The words of our Elohim shall stand forever. Hallelujah. Tonight, in the Knowledge Suite, we'd like to send forth our condolences to two families. Hallelujah. We have a local lady who passed away from us, 102-year-old Mother Hughes, who I understand was quite a person. She helped the poor, the disenfranchised, and people all over this city, and really, other distant areas as well, and helping to get people back on their feet, helping those that were destitute, that the have-nots, the ones who didn't have much, to have very littles. In other words, she was definitely a soul, hallelujah, planted here by the Most High Yah, to do good unto those who just didn't have. So we'd like to just send our condolences to the family of Mother Hughes, as well as the fact, of course, I'd like to definitely send our condolences to the family of our brother who named himself Muhammad Ali. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations. You know, we have got to learn to just acknowledge the fact that these are our brothers and sisters. We understand that some of them, hallelujah, might have gone under the wrong persuasion, but then think about you and I. We didn't always know this. The Most High Yah was gracious and merciful enough to us to what? To open our blind eyes and bring us into the truth as to who he is and what his word is all about. If it was not for Yahweh, my beloved brothers and my sisters and people of the nations, those of us who know a little something would know it. It's all by the will of Yah. So we do send our condolences to our brother who passed away and all of the brothers and sisters and families that are bereaved all over the planet. Because one thing for sure, just as sure as we live, if we are appointed to death, if we are appointed to death, every last single person on this planet is going to meet their graduation day. Some sooner than others, some later than others, but nevertheless, you still are going to meet that particular day. But guess what? No, don't guess what. Let me tell you something. One of these days, this thing called death that comes with a very, very horrible sting and a very horrible hurt, do you know that one of these days, in the very near future, the Most High Yahweh is going to put this thing to death? He's going to put death to death. Death is going to be put to death because death will be no more. There are many that will inherit the gift of eternal life. And there are those who will what? Who will arise to everlasting shame and contempt. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers, my sisters, and people of the nations. We've got to get the proper understanding of the scriptures. But how do we do this? Wisdom comes from only one place and one source. It comes directly from the throne of the Most High Yahweh. It comes directly from the mind and from the mouth of Yah. If Yahweh don't give you wisdom, you don't get it. It's just that simple. If the Most High Yah does not bless you with wisdom, you cannot get wisdom any other way. Let's be real about it, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations. Tonight we're going to talk about this thing, this death, this how Yah is going to put death to death. You know, there's going to come a time when we will no longer have to attend funerals. Oh, man, what a day that will be. Well, we won't even have to wish anyone any condolences or send forth our sympathy for those who have lost loved ones because the Most High Yah, oh, yes, he does. He has a death sentence for death. Yes, after all, the Most High Yah is the creator of death. So if he made death, he most certainly can deal with death and can do away with death and put death to death. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers and sisters. Let's look into the scriptures. Let's go into the word of Yah. We have a lot to talk about from the word of Yah tonight. So we would advise you to get a pencil, paper, or whatever you're going to write down on, because we invite you to come taste the words of Yah with us. Oh, hallelujah. Sometimes the word is what? Ooh-wee, it's sour, it's sweet in your mouth, but it gets sour on your belly. Meaning what? That the word is so powerful and so strong and so convicting, and it is filled with truth. And that is the problem most of the time that the sons of men have in dealing with truth. Most of the people cannot deal with truth. But now we're in a dispensation of time, and it has always been that way with truth. Well, truth is something that must be recognized. Truth is something that must be what? Adhered to. Truth is something that must be accepted. Sure. It's a hard thing in many cases, but to the righteous, truth is a delight. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers and sisters. Let us turn over to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 25, starting at verse 8. He, meaning Yahweh, will swallow up death in victory. Get this now. Yahweh, he will swallow up death in victory, and Yahweh shall wipe away tears from off all faces. You know how you get down and you get so distraught and so overtaken with the hurt of one of your loved ones or someone close to you or whoever who passes away? Oh, sometimes you just cry uncontrollable tears because you hate so bad to see them go. Hallelujah. And the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth, for Yahweh has spoken it. He's going to swallow up death, first of all, in victory. Then he's going to do what? Wipe away the tears. And man, have we cried tears. Man, have we cried tears. And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our Elohim. This is our power, our El. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is Yahweh. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. What does that word mean? Salvation means to be preserved from the pit. Salvation means to be preserved from destruction, which is death. Hallelujah. That's what salvation means. You're not saved from your sins. Hallelujah. Only someone who can save you from your sins is Yahweh. And the only way you can be saved from them is that you don't do them. You don't commit them. You don't transgress or break the law of Yahweh. Because all of his laws in this coming kingdom, hallelujah, my beloved brothers and sisters, in the coming kingdom, Yahweh is going to make us into the perfect beings that we were made and designed by his divine mind to be in the first place. And I refer specifically unto my people, the children of Israel. We will be the people that we were made to be. Praise the Most High, Yah. Yes, but death is going to be put to death because Yahweh is going to swallow up death in victory. Think about it. No more going to funerals. No more being a prey to the greedy morticians and the funeral homes and the crematories, which are nothing but wicked places that prey on innocent people anyway. Hallelujah. Bodies should not be embalmed. Bodies should not be cremated. Cremation is a detestable way to go. And you can read about this, hallelujah, over in 1 Samuel chapter 28. Hallelujah. When you start in verse 28 all the way out to chapter 31, chapter 28 through 31, you'll see what happened to Saul. Saul, hallelujah, Saul, a man that disobeyed Yah, praise the mighty Yah, and a man who lost favor with Yah and eventually went to a witchcraft person, a woman of Endor, to conjure up and call up Shemuel, who had to make the announcement to Saul that he was going to be where he was the following evening. And it happened just like the dead man of them, the dead prophet, yes, told him and informed him. It happened. Now, a lot of people have disputes as to what was going on. They say that wasn't not a Samuel, that was a demon. Told them that didn't say that. It said, and Samuel said, the man that was dead. First he asked Saul, why did he even disturb him from his rest? Look at that. So how do y'all come up with a demon? I mean, man, it's a lie. Yeah, but it's a lot of twisted stuff going on out here. We need to really listen to the words of Yah. We need to really learn Yah's words, my beloved brother, sister. Stop adding to, stop taking from, stop leaning into your own understanding, because the ones who accuse others of doing this are doing it themselves. All of us need to get it right. Hallelujah. I agree. We all need to humble all the way down. I mean, we need to get way, 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 way down in humbleness, all of us, because Yahweh said there's none that doeth good, no, not one. So that doesn't excuse any of us from wrongdoing. Hallelujah. And being what? Massive transgressors of the ways of the Most High Yah. Yah will have to make you righteous. You can't make yourself righteous. Yah has an appointed time for everything. But we're dealing with this thing, man. Think about it. Don't have to go through the detestable or viewing of someone lying over the box with their body sealed with chemicals and the body has undergone all. Now, yes, y'all have to pardon me, y'all funeral home folks, as y'all call y'all. So y'all know what y'all do back there is wicked. I happen to know that very well because I am a student of mortuary science, and that is a detestable practice. It don't take all of that. And then you charge all that money to put people bodies in the ground that you have abused and have done some detestable things in terms of the preservation and the, quote, care of the deceased. No, that's not how our ancestors did it. They didn't embalm. That was nothing that they took favor and pride in. They just washed those bodies down, spiced them up real good, wrapped them in clean linen, and dropped them in the ground so that they can, what, decompose naturally. Yahweh has things down there to accommodate that body. And if you notice, everybody that was ever cremated or burned, that was an act of what? That was detestable. These people live some detestable, wrong, wicked lifestyle, and that was a very bad, that is and still to this day a very bad way to go. So either way you go with that, it's wrong, 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 wrong. But think about it. In the kingdom coming, we will not even have to deal with this type of wickedness. Because why? People won't die. Won't be no more funerals. Won't be no more what? Obituaries. Won't be no more condolences. Because many of us will be granted eternal life. Hosea chapter 13, starting at verse 14. Hosea chapter 13, starting at verse 14. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plague. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be hid from mine eyes. Look at this. Yahweh say he will be the plague to death. Why? Because he's going to put death to death. Hallelujah. And he tells what? He tells the grave. He will be the grave's destruction. He's going to destroy the graves. There won't be no need for them anymore. Hallelujah. He's putting death to death. He's the creator of death. Yah is the maker and creator of life and the maker and creator of death. So he can do away with either one of those that he wants to at any time he desires, because who can stay his hand? None. Yahweh is going to do away with death. For the present time being, though, look at the present status. This is coming in the days to come where there will be no more death. For right now, look at how death stings. Psalm 89, verse 48. What man is he that liveth and shall not see death? Shall he deliver his soul from the hand of the grave? Selah, you have no power to deliver your soul from what? From the grave, because you have an appointment with death. But Yah is going to do away with the death appointment book. There will be no more appointments made with death, because Yahweh is going to put death to death. But for the time being, what man that liveth shall not see death. So far, we have seen two. We know of two. That's what we know, though. Might have been more, but right now we know that Enoch did not see death. We know that Eliyahu did not see death. Those two men did not die. They are still alive. Hallelujah. Still alive. Never saw death. How many more of us will not be appointed unto death? That is all in the hands of the mighty Yah. Because look at this. Even those who die in this time, like the book of Proverbs tells us, as a matter of fact, let's turn over there onto the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 32. The wicked is driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous hath hope in his death. The righteous hath hope in his death. When a righteous man goes down, guess what? There is the possibility. Hallelujah. There is the guarantee, rather, of a righteous man living again. Job chapter 14, we're just going to skip around for the conservation of time, because we really have a lot to get to. Job chapter 14, starting at verse 1. Man that is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. Oh, yes, we can testify to that, can't we? Skip down to verse 5. We need to read this whole chapter. Seeing his days are determined. Determined, now that means Yah has our days determined, numbered. He knows before we even formed in the womb, he has our days already determined. How long your days are going to be up on the earth before you go down to the pit. So this is inescapable. You cannot escape death, because everyone has an appointment with death until Yah does away with death. Until Yahweh puts death to death, everyone has an appointment with death. Seeing his days are determined. The number of his months are with thee. Thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. Look at this. Once you get to what? Your full days that you have on this earth, there's nothing no one can do for you because a boundary is set. And you cannot exceed that bound. When it's your time to go, you're getting up out of here. Until Yah puts death to death. Hallelujah. Turn from him that he may rest till he shall accomplish as an hireling his day. Look at this. He shall accomplish as an hireling his day. When his time is done, when his time is finished. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's over with for him. Verse 7. For there is hope of a tree. If it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of water it will bud and bring forth boughs like a plant. Look at that. That tree will revive. It'll come back. See what happened so many times. Even with people cutting off trees, that's the reason why they have to do what? They have to grind the roots. They have to grind the bark, the stud that is left behind. They have to grind it. The stump. They have to grind the stump because if those roots remain in the ground, that tree is going to find water. That's why a tree planted by water is a happy tree because it doesn't have to sink its roots very deep to find water, which is the life source of a tree. Hallelujah. A tree naturally looks for water under the ground. That's why when you do cut down trees and discover that the roots are what? Very long and extensive. That's the reason why some trees, what? The tree roots break into the sewer lines and just penetrate them and tear them up because that tree is going to look for and is going to find its water because the tree knows where to look for that water. It sends its roots deep into the earth. But a tree planted by water doesn't have to look that far for water because it's a tree planted by water. It is very well sustained. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But man dieth, verse 10, and wasteth away. Yea, man giveth up the ghost. And where is he? In other words, the spirit come out of him. As the waters fall from the sea and the flood decayeth and drieth up, so man lieth down and riseth not till the heavens be no more. See, it's not saying that he will never rise again. It's saying he rises what? Rises not till the heavens be no more. They shall not awake nor be raised out of their sleep. In other words, when you die right now, you dead. You done. Hallelujah, because Yah has a certain time that he's going to do away with death. And if you are found written in his book, you're getting up again. There's hope for the righteous in death. Hallelujah. Oh, that thou wouldest hide me, Job said. That thou wouldest keep me secret until thy wrath be past. Look at this. Job didn't even want to face the day of Yahweh's wrath. He said, hide him in the grave. He'd rather be dead than have to face the wrath of Yahweh's awesome day that's coming. That thou wouldest appoint me a set time and remember me. Appoint, he says, me a set time and remember me. Set time what? A set time to be in that ground, in that grave. And remember him at what? At the appointed time of the resurrection, my beloved brother and sister. Verse 14, if a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. What? Being retransitioned from dirt or dust, if there's anything still left in that ground, in that grave, yes, until it's what change? Well, what? Where that dirt, dust will be transformed back in the flesh again, and he get back up on his feet and live again. That's why he asked the question. He said, thou shalt call, and I will answer thee. Now, wait a minute now. If he's still dead, he can't answer. He said, until his change comes, thou wilt have a desire to the work of thine hands. For now thou numbereth my steps. Dost thou not watch over my sin? Look at this. Your steps. Your very steps are numbered. Yah knows the number of steps that you're going to take. And he knows when you will not be able to take any more steps. Your days are numbered. They are appointed. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nation. Yah is going to put death to death. Won't be no more mourning, no more crying, no more, oh, come back, big mama. Won't be no more of that, oh, daddy, oh, mama, oh, sister, oh, brother. Think about that. Won't have to go to funerals no more. There will be no need for that. There will be no need to what? To be buried, because Yah is going to do what? He is going to destroy the grave. There will be no need for graves. Hallelujah. Job the same man over in the Job chapter 19, verse 25. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body now, yet in my flesh, not spirit body, flesh, shall I see Elohim, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. Reins, those are your internal organs. Yes, those are the things that are all gone, the life-sustaining parts of you. Hallelujah. This man is telling you that even though he is dead, the skin worms, which are present in everyone, have eaten all the flesh off of his bones and have consumed. This is the natural process of death now. Not no chemicalized and bombing and all this other detestable mess that they do to preserve bodies just for the sake of money. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers and sisters. I don't care how much embalming fluid they pump into your veins and your arteries, rather. And the arteria and venule fluids, that they use to preserve with. I don't care how much they pump in, that stuff is going to wear off, and those worms are going to still get busy eating. You can't stop the natural composition process. But look at this. Job said that he is going to see Yah for himself, though he has undergone the natural process of decomposition through the process of death, yet in his flesh shall he see the Most High Yah. And he shall behold Yahweh and not another, because there ain't nobody else anyway. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High Yah. I'm trying to get one more in. We're going to continue this on the W day. Psalm 49. Read the entire psalm. Very powerful. Psalm 49, let's start at verse 4. I will incline my ear to a parable. See, look at where they stole parables from. Already spoken in our book. Parables. Look at this. And this was a psalm for the sons of Korah, and it was written to the chief musician. Yes, I will incline my ear to a parable. I will open my dark saying upon the harp. Wherefore should I fear in the days of evil, when the iniquity of my heels shall compass me about? They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to Elohim a ransom for him. For the redemption of their soul is precious, and it ceases forever. That he should still live forever and not see corruption. For he seeth that wise men die, likewise the fool and the brutish person perish, and leave their wealth to others. You see, this death is a great equalizer. It brings everybody into what? Into the same equality, because whether you're rich, poor, whether you're good looking, not so good looking, the grave is the great, great equalizer. It brings everyone on the same level, because every one of these individuals are equally dead. Dead and done. That's it for them. Look at what death does. It doesn't matter whether you're rich, poor, beautiful, ugly, tall, short, fat, thin. It brings everyone into the same place, and that is the pit, the hole. Look at this. Hallelujah. For he said that wise men die, likewise the fool and the brutish person perish and leave their wealth to others. Their inward thought is that their houses shall continue forever and their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their name. Hallelujah. Nevertheless, man being in honor abideth not. He is like the beast that perish. The beast that perish now. This is their way. This their way is their folly, yet their posterity approve their saying, Selah. Like sheep they are laid in the grave, death shall feed upon them, and the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty shall consume in the grave from their dwelling. Hallelujah. But Elohim will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me, Selah. That's all we have tonight, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations. We will see you again this coming, W Day. We went over a little bit, but praise the Most High Yah. We'll be back with you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.